Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
So today we're going to talk about a new movie that's coming out this month.
It's called Wonder, and it's based on a book called Wonder 2.
Okay, well, like so many Hollywood movies, it's based on a book or something. That's a subject for another time.
So what's the story about?
Well, it's about a kid who has trouble at school. In this kid's case, it's because he looks very different to the other children.
That can be really tough for the kid. Children don't always do the right thing when they see something different.
Yep.
They might bully people who are different from them.
Yep, that's true. And in fact, that's where the writer's idea for the story came from. She, and she goes by the name R.J. Palacio, was waiting for an ice cream with her 3-year-old son.
Yeah.
And her son saw a girl who looked different due to a medical problem. I guess her face was looked different. Palacio tried to take her son away before he did or said something to cause a problem, but actually, this made things worse. Maybe the parents thought, hey, why are you taking your son? You can't catch this medical thing just because you're near me or something like that. So this whole idea made Palacio want to write a story about the subject.
And this is a very meaningful subject, and I really want to share it with our students. So why don't we start to read today's article to find out the story of this kid?
Okay.
Reading. Wonder finds the beauty within. Being the new kid at school can be tricky, but it's even harder for Augie Pullman. That's because Augie was born with a facial defect that makes him look different from everyone else. On the first day of the semester, Augie is nervous. However, he soon makes friends with Jack and Summer. These two make school life manageable for Augie. That all changes when Augie overhears Jack saying cruel things about him behind his back, though. Luckily, Summer, Augie's teacher, Mr. Brown, and his amazing family help Augie stick it out. By the end of the year, Augie has shown everyone around him that he's just a normal kid, in spite of his differences. You can watch Augie's story unfold in the new film, Wonder. The movie stars 12-year-old Jacob Tremblay as Augie. Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson play Augie's loving parents. Don't miss out on your chance to see this marvelous moving film. Check it out in a theater near you this November.
So the article begins by saying, being the new kid at school can be tricky, but it's even harder for Augie Pullman. Now, this word tricky, T-R-I-C-K-Y, tricky, is an adjective that means difficult to do or describes a situation that isn't easy. We can also call a person tricky if they don't tell the truth or try to fool you or trick you in some way. So there are a couple of different meanings to the word. For the meaning in the article, we could also use another example sentence like, this test is really tricky. I don't think I'll get all the answers right.
Tricky 这个形容词呢是困难的、复杂的，那也就是 difficult 这个字的意思。那如果它用来形容人的话呢，可以代表这个人诡计多端。那刚到一所新学校可以是 tricky 困难的状况，但对 Augie 来说其实更困难， even harder for Augie. Actually, Augie is the nickname of this boy named August.
Okay, August and Augie. Okay.
Yes, and in the introduction we mentioned that Augie looks different from others. Is this why it's even harder for him to go to a new school?
Probably, yeah. If you look really different, then you're going to be the different kid.
And the article says, that's because Augie was born with the facial defect that makes him look different from everyone else.
Okay, there we go. Now, facial, that means means to do with the face,、mm-hmm. okay, facial face. And the word defect, D-E-F-E-C-T, defect, means a problem with something that means it doesn't look normal or it doesn't work properly. Now, I looked this up on the internet and Augie actually has several problems、mm-hmm. with his face. He's、got a hole in his upper lip that goes all the way to his nose.He's got a smaller lower jaw, eyes that are kind of pulled downwards, and he's either got very small ears or maybe no real ears at all.、
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a very different looking face.
Yes, 那 face 这个字我们都很熟悉是脸，那 facial 就是脸部的这个形容词 ，defect 缺陷。所以 a facial defect 代表是脸部上的缺陷，这些缺陷呢都是因为基因上面的遗传。He was born with all the defects.
Yes.
Poor kid.
Yeah, just born like that. And it must be really hard for him.
Yeah.
So next, we see that on the first day of the semester, Augie is nervous. So a semester, S-E-M-E-S-T-E-R, semester, is half of a school year, which usually lasts about 15 to 18 weeks.、Mm-hmm. So you have the fall semester or the first semester,And it's come front of sort of September to Chinese New Year.
Yes.
And then you have the spring or second semester from February to about July.
Yeah.
And there are usually exams at the end of a semester. And you sometimes change classes or even change teachers between semesters.
Yes. Semester 是学期。那在台湾呢，一年有 two semesters, 也就是两个学期。Actually, Augie is homeschooled first.
Okay.
一开始呢，他是在家自学的，没有到学校去。When he's turning a fifth grader,、mm-hmm. his mom decides to send him to school. 当他要升上五年级的时候呢，妈妈就决定说要真的让他去学校上课。
Okay, so next we've got the article and it carries on. However, he soon makes friends with Jack and Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's a good sign.
Yeah.So it means when Augie meets some difficulty at school, Jack and Summer can help him.
Right.
We also learn that these two make school life manageable for Augie. Now, manageable, is related to the word manage, okay? It's spelled M-A-N-A-G-E-A-B-L-E, quite a long one. Manageable. It's an adjective and it describes a problem or a situationthat you can handle or you can deal with.、
Mm-hmm.
It's not too hard. It might still be difficult, but it's possible to get through it. As I say, it's related to the word manage. If you can manage something, you can deal with it, so it's manageable. If you can't manage it, we can call it unmanageable. For example, Rex has a manageable amount of homework to finish this weekend.That means it might take him a while, but there isn't too much.
Manageable 这个形容词呢是可控制的、可掌握的。它是由 manage 这个动词能够应付加上后面的 able, A-B-L-E, 能够组成的这个形容词。那它的相反字呢无法应付的我们就在 manageable 的字首加上 un, unmanageable 就是无法应付的啦。那如果某人能够应付某事我们会说 somebody manages to do something. For example, my mom manages to do three things at the same time.
Wow.
Including cooking,Cleaning and watching TV.
That's impressive.
我妈妈能够同时应付三件事，煮饭、清扫、看电视都行。So, Jack and Summer are nice to Augie at first. However, the good times don't last.
Yes, because we see that this kind of managing problems、mm-hmm. and good times and getting through things, that all changes when Augie overhears Jack saying cruel things about him,behind his back, though. So we have a few things to look at in this sentence. The first one is the verb overhear. It's all one word. If you overhear something, you hear something that one person is saying to another person. They don't think or they don't know you're listening. So if you overhear people talking, you might find out a secret, but you might find out something nasty.
To hear 是听见。 To overhear 是不小心听见。To overhear somebody saying something 代表是不小心听到某人正在说的话。In this case, Augie overhears Jack saying something cruel.那我们这边呢用到的是感官动词 overhear。那感官动词除了这个字之外呢，还有眼睛出发，有 watch 观看 ，see 看见 ，look at 看着。那耳朵听有刚刚我们说的 overhear 或是 hear， 还有 listen to 专心听。再来感觉是 feel 这个动词，加上受词之后呢，你可以选择两种，第一个接原形动词，或者是接上现在分词。那如果你接的是原形动词，强调的是事件的完整性。那如果你接的是现在分词，强调的是动作进行当下。So, I just heard someone crying. Who was that?
It was me. Vina said something cruel about me.
So, you were crying?
It was me crying,
yes. Are you okay now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Now, we use the word cruel a few times there.
Uh-huh.
Cruel is C-R-U-E-L, cruel. It's an adjective, and it means nasty, evil, and intended to hurt someone. A person can be cruel. They like to see others suffer. There are often cruel characters in TV shows, books, and movies.Sometimes a person can do cruel things even though they aren't always like this. They just do something cruel without realizing.
Cruel 这个形容词是残忍的。Or we can say Augie overhears Jack saying mean things、
yes.
about him. Mean 这个字呢形容词刻薄吝啬的。And Jack is doing it behind Augie's back.
Yeah, to say or sometimes to do something behind someone's back means to say or do these things secretly so the person won't find out, like their back is turned and they have no idea what's going on. They can't see you or hear you. It doesn't always work out this way, though.
It's not good to say something or do something behind one's back. 在别人背后说人家坏话或做坏事是不好的。So, Pat, you know what? The day、mm-hmm. when Jack is saying cruel things about Augie behind his back,It's on Halloween.
Oh, I see.
是在万圣节那一天，大家都装扮好来学校。So Jack doesn't know that Augie is actually the one that's wearing a bloody scream mask.
Oh, so he doesn't know that. Oh, I see how that works.
And he was right there.
He was right. Oh, poor kid.
So, school has become a bad place for Augie again, I guess.
Well, let's see in the article, which says, luckily, Summer, Augie's teacher, Mr. Brown,and his amazing family help Augie stick it out.、So the phrase stick it out is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a look at the video and find out what it means. Stick around though, we'll be right back.
Shortcut for you.
So, what do you think?
Well, some of your dance moves could still use a lot of work.
I knew it. I'm never going to be a dancer.
Not with a negative attitude like that, you won't.
I never seem to get better, though.
I think you should keep practicing. If you stick it out, you will improve over time.
That's it. I'm quitting. There's no point in trying if my legs and my arms just like they're sticking out.
That's not what I meant at all. To stick it out means to continue doing something difficult or unpleasant until the very end.
Oh, I see what you mean. To stick it out means 坚持到底. Do you really think I should stick it out?
Sure, but you're going to have to practice more than 5 minutes a day.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty lazy.
Maybe you're right about not being a dancer.Let's find something that's easier to stick out.
Hey, I know. Video games are pretty fun.
Next, the article tells us, by the end of the year, Augie has shown everyone around him that he's just a normal kid in spite of his differences.
Yeah, he may look different, but he's just like everyone else. Okay, there we saw the word normal, N-O-R-M-A-L, normal, which means...not different from the usual type of thing, or not different from what you'd expect. A normal cat will sleep all the time, sometimes play with things, and kill a few birds or mice. A normal kid has to go to school, do homework, and play with friends.
Right. Normal 这个形容词是正常的、平常的，相反字就在前面加上 ab, abnormal, 不正常的。So in spite of Augie's different look, he's still just a normal kid inside.
Exactly. That's why the article uses the phrase in spite of.When we say in spite of something, we're saying that something is true, even though we might expect it to be different based on the evidence we have. We could also use even though in this situation. Even though Augie looks different, he's still a normal kid.
In spite of 是一个介系词片语，等于 despite 这个介系词。尽管虽然那既然是介系词和介系词片语它们的后面都只能加上名词或动名词啦那如果你要加上完整的句子则需要用 the fact that 带出来 So for example, in spite of the fact that Augie looks different, he's just a normal kid inside Or we can say, despite the fact that Augie looks different, he's just a normal kid inside
Yep, now we're going to learn a bit more about the movie Wonder. The article says you can watch Augie's story unfold in the new film Wonder. To unfold, U-N-F-O-L-D, unfold, means to slowly develop. We often use it to talk about a story or someone's life of it as it slowly grows and starts to change like a flower opening its petals. Mm-hmm. And we actually use the word unfold,for when a flower does this.
Oh, fold 是折起来。You need to fold the laundry, 你要折那个洗好的衣服。那 unfold 就是摊开、展开或花盛开。那这边呢，我们看到 unfold 前面我们看到的那个动词是 watch。它也是用一个感官动词 watch 接出一个后面的动作。那这个动作用的是原形动词哦。
Okay, let's carry on with the article.
Yes, so next, what is our article going to tell us?
Well, we're going to talk about the stars of the movie. It says, the movie stars 12-year-old Jacob Tremblay as Augie, Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson play Augie's loving parents. So now there we use star as a verb just to mean that there are actors who star or who are the main actors in a movie.
Oh, star, 我们以前学的是星星、明星。这边呢，当作动词，代表由某人主演。So the movie Mission Impossible stars Tom Cruise.
Yes.
And the article also says, don't miss out on your chance to see this marvelous moving film.
If something is marvelous, M-A-R-V-E-L-O-U-S, marvelous, it's really good and causes great wonder.Marvelous things make people go, wow. Basically, we're saying it's a great movie.
Marvelous 这个形容词是美妙的、精彩的，也就是 excellent, outstanding. And our article finishes by saying, check it out in a theater near you this November.
And that brings us to the end of today's article. So it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so today's question kind of relates to Augie and his first day, the first day of the new semester. Describe a situation in which you were nervous and explain why you were so nervous.
Yeah, I got really nervous when I first stood on the stage, giving a presentation on how to teach English to young children.
But you're so good on stage, why were you nervous?
But the thing is...There were senior teachers among the audience.
Okay.
So I was really nervous whether they would like my presentation or not.
Okay, and?
But luckily, I got positive feedback.
Okay, now it's normal to get nervous when you're on stage, and even experienced actors feel that way. But the idea is you learn how to use that nervous energy in your performance.
Yeah.
So,People always say, how do I not feel nervous? That's not the thing. Do feel nervous, just learn how to use it. Now, a non-stage thing that I felt nervous about was buying a wedding ring and in Chinese, not in, even in English, and then figuring out when I was going to do that whole proposal thing. I was, I was having kittens, we sometimes say.
Uh-huh.
If you're having kittens, that means you're really nervous or afraid.
Oh, having kittens.
Yeah, so I was trying to go to a ring store, talk to a guy in Chinese,
mm-hmm.
buy a ring, and mm-hmm. then I'm carrying it around in the front pocket of my hoodie, because it was at Christmas and it was a bit colder, figuring out when is the moment I'm going to pull this thing out and mm-hmm. ask. So,
did you propose in English or Chinese?
I proposed in English. I wouldn't know how to... Then, because that was a while ago,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't have known what to say. I could probably do it in Chinese
yeah.
now. So there we go. That was a super nervous mm-hmm. experience for me. What about you guys? Talk about your nervous times. But we're out of time. Thanks for watching, everyone. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Wonder finds the beauty within. Being the new kid at school can be tricky, but it's even harder for Augie Pullman. That's because Augie was born with a facial defect that makes him look different from everyone else. On the first day of the semester, Augie is nervous. However, he soon makes friends with Jack and Summer. These two make school life manageable for Augie. That all changes when Augie overhears Jack saying cruel things about him behind his back, though. Luckily, Summer, Augie's teacher, Mr. Brown, and his amazing family help Augie stick it out. By the end of the year, Augie has shown everyone around him that he's just a normal kid, in spite of his differences. You can watch Augie's story unfolds in the new film, Wonder. The movie stars 12-year-old Jacob Tremblay as Augie. Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson play Augie's loving parents. Don't miss out on your chance to see this marvelous moving film. Check it out in a theater near you this November.
Vocabulary review.
Tricky. Charles finds math problems really tricky. It takes him a long time to solve them. Semester. In the U.S., fall semester ends in December, and spring semester starts after New Year's. Manageable. Owning a dog is a lot more manageable if you take the time to train it. Cruel. This law punishes people who are cruel to their pet animals. Normal. The normal weather in August here is hot and often rainy. Marvelous. George wanted his party to be marvelous. So he made sure there would be lots of fun things to do.